Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Bermant with the news for Tuesday, October 15th. Jefferson County Commissioner Kate Dean traveled to the White House last year as part of a National Association for Counties program, where she heard remarks from Vice President Mike Pence, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and others. At the time, she saw it as an opportunity to humanize the administration in her own eyes and find a common ground amid the toxic political dialogue. Dean was invited to attend a similar reception this year, but declined. She said she has lost respect for the administration since last year, when she felt it still intended to address universal issues such as opioid abuse. Once arriving at the White House, however, the presentation on opioids was less substantial and scientific than one provided locally by Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke. And since she paid for the expenses herself, she did not feel it was worth the investment to go again. Dean told KPTZ that she was glad for the experience, but couldn't find anything on this year's agenda that would make it worth her while. She pointed out one difference between the behavior of a county commissioner and a president, at least today. "We try so hard to follow the rule of law here," she said. "We're criticized if we don't get the announcement for an executive session just right." She added that the Trump administration's blatant disregard as to how government functions is really insulting to local governments. Following up on last week's story about establishing a permanent daylight savings time, Patty Murray's staff emailed KPTZ that she is co-sponsoring the Sunshine Protection Act with Florida Senator Marco Rubio. The bill was recently referred to the Senate Commerce Committee, where the chairman, Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, will schedule a hearing at his discretion. Murray said the measure has bipartisan support, and she's exploring all avenues on the federal level to advance the issue on behalf of Washington State. Starting today, the Port Townsend Coopville ferry run will operate on a one-boat schedule. The Peninsula Daily News reports that the MV Kennewick will run for the next month as the sole boat, as the MV Salish is taken in for maintenance and repairs. The vessels will then rotate as maintenance requires, with one or the other used to substitute on routes throughout the system. A ferry spokesperson told the paper that it would like to run two boats year-round, but cannot do so due to declining ridership and budget concerns. Last winter's week-long snowstorm caused a significant drop in ridership that was reflected in yearly revenues. Fast ferries that are not part of the state ferry system now service Seattle from Kingston and Bremerton. The ferry system doesn't see them as competition, only that they provide other options. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.